good afternoon. Welcome. It is the Tuesday Lori and Julia show on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. Our intrepid travelers, the scourge of Fargo, they are back. They made it back last night.
No, Donnie.
No, Donnie.
Wasn't last
this
night?
This morning. We spent the night in Fargo.
Oh, no. When I asked Julie, I thought she meant, what time did you land? She said 8 o'clock. I thought she meant last night.
No, this
and then
morning.
We
until
11, what?
Four bags. But yeah. Here's the deal. We had to get our suitcase. We were traveling with our audio, but we had to get it. So Julia stayed behind because there were four stranded flights in Fargo yesterday heading to Minneapolis.
Uh-huh. From Seattle, Denver.
All over the place. And Julia, I made us get up at 5:30 just so we'd get on the first one because we had things to do. But we left our luggage behind at the Fargo airport because there were hundreds of people and we didn't want to deal. We just thought, let's get to the hotel and let's get to the bar and make some friends because we're on a snow day adventure. And we leave our bags. So what that meant is you just didn't know what plane, and we went on a first plane and our bags came later. But I was in such a hurry. I was on a mission to get our audio from the Screen Actor Guild. I dropped it off with Rocco after I left you waiting for the bags, took a cab home.
Because you were in charge. I mean, this was a new year.
Yeah.
Because, Donnie, I was verklempt.
Over the Vikings.
The Vikings, yeah.
I really was having a hard time. Yeah, so I'm like, Lori, you do it
this
year.
She gave me a talking to and she gave it to me. And I was just like, I did so much commentating. And
well, let's listen. I'm really excited.
I think, yeah, I'm excited too. So
all right, here we go.
He's done.
Here we go. Lori and Julia crash the sags. This past weekend, Lori and Julia went to Hollywood, California, armed with an audio recorder and a desire to interview some stars. Let's take a listen.
All right, we just got here in our new position as red carpet limousine stalkers.
Yes, we really are. We're in a perfect position for it.
I told you.
There's the little kid from Black-ish.
There's someone in a beautiful, beautiful, shiny gown. We're right at the beginning of it all, and we're at the limousine drop-off point, which I think is going to give us a new perspective of everyone's behind.
I see it.
Wait a second. No, I turned it off. Well, you really are going to have to work. No, look at me. Look at me.
I know.
So where's your camera, and you're going to do this?
Am I going to take a picture?
I want to get the green bars on the other side. I'll go stand behind these and take a picture of me, okay? Here's the machine. How do I stop it? Hey, stop.
Just hit stop.
That happens. It doesn't.
Boy.
And they never hit record again.
No!
This concludes Lori and Julia Crash the Sand.
No. Are they playing? Are they punking us?
No, that's it.
Because of Donna Millsgate?
I don't know, but that's all we have.
Okay,
that's
you
it.
Saw how much I was recording. Sterling K. Brown, Nicole Kidman. I didn't record Gary Oldman because he was boring as hell and ponderous, and I was rethinking about the time.
I am so mad at you right now.
Okay, no, Julia.
I even did say, you're going to have to do your job like your mother. Where's your camera? Show me you know.
I did a lot of tweeting.
But I mean, the main thing that we've always come back...
Yeah, back in the press room because that's where all the good stuff happens.
No, but the main thing is the audio, Lori.
Yes.
Because we're a radio program. I don't care how many tweets and other things you did. We needed the audio for our program.
Okay, but I was doing it. You saw me talking.
But obviously you didn't because it isn't here.
All right. I'm just going to say that for the last 13 years...
How are you going to get out of this one?
Okay, I'm just going to say for the last 13 years, you've operated that because
I know. And I gave it to you this year.
And you said to me, I'm so stressed out about the Vikings. I told her we just saw the Purple Rain painting on. We just randomly drove by it. I said, it's a sign from Prince.
On the wall. We got out of our car and took pictures thinking the Vikings are going to win.
It's a sign from Prince.
It's super stressed.
Then we went to a sports bar because we had a little time to kill before to see what was going on with New England. And Julia really was very stern with me and you just let it be known that you were very that you were stressed out about the Vikings, and I was going to have to pump up the jam, and it made
work.
Okay,
your job, and all you have to do is push on a button, and
I said so many funny things. I captured.
Right.
I thought. I was audio taping Nicole Kidman and Shirley and Kay Brown, and the This Is Us. And you asked questions.
Okay, wait a minute. Just wait a minute.
Julia actually asked.
Donnie, can you ask Rocco really if that's really it?
No, I don't believe it. I did. That's it.
We didn't even get your question.
We think instead of hitting record, you kept hitting stop.
Lori, you're so worthless at this stuff.
I feel like...
I feel like you didn't do your job?
I feel like I thought I knew the lesson of the audio recorder, how to work it.
One, two.
See, I was...
One, two. I've given it to you so many times.
And
one,
I find that confusing.
It's one, two.
But I feel like it's just...
So,
oh, my God.
Because Julia asked two great questions. She asked...
No, wait. I'll tell you what I asked.
What difference does that make now?
Well, because she... I remember the answer.
Oh, great.
All right. I'll ask the question.
Okay. The first one was to William.
First, I stood up. Hi, I'm Julia Cobbs with My Talk. And then
from the Twin Cities in Minnesota.
I said from the Twin Cities. Mm-hmm. And I asked William H. Macy when he won for his job as Frank Gallagher playing in that
Shameless,
which I watched 2 years ago and I have never watched since.
And you told him something.
I did. I said, congratulations on your third Screen Actors SAG Award. And he goes, oh, have I won it 3 times? And I said, yes. And he looks around everybody and everyone says,
Yeah,
you have. So I told him that. That would have been great audio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, compelling.
Because the press room kind of laughed because he laughed about it.
Yeah, because he didn't know. Mm-hmm. And then I asked him, you know, is there, because he plays this outrageous, outrageous character. And I just wanted to ask him something different than everyone was asking about Me Too. Everyone was asking about serious crap.
He stumbled over and he said, it's a hard time to be a man. And I just thought,
oh, I heard he said
he
that.
Don't say that.
I thought we were under attack.
He did. And I just said, tell me about Frank Gallagher. Is there anything so outrageous that you felt is left that you felt uncomfortable doing? Or something like that. I can't remember. You asked him if he'd ever said no
when you read the script to something.
Thank you. I knew there was something.
I couldn't, you know.
We would know all this if you had the recording. I can't believe you can't push.
Lori, but what he said that made everybody laugh.
What he said was
every day. And everybody is such a great answer. Every day. It would have been nice if we had it on tape.
Lori, I bet it's on the other side of the tape. And Lori's so excited, Donnie. She's like, Julia, I'll listen to the audio on the way home.
Did you use the same recorder you always use?
Yes.
Okay, there is no other side of the tape. That's a digital recorder.
No, she didn't.
I don't know that. I don't.
It's not a cassette.
Wait, Donnie, she's going to flip over the cassette to the other side and push record like a loser. Lori, and we carry that thing, and Lori's like, oh, Julia, I did such a good job with the audio. I'll get it on the plane ride home.
She thinks it's so funny.
No, she totally dropped the ball.
I asked you at a restaurant what's 9 plus 2.
She did. That was the same. That was 2 days earlier when Lori says we're putting tips on a receipt, and she goes, Julia, what's 9 plus 2? And I just dropped everything, and I said, you're so dumb. Who asked that? I tweeted that out. Did you know that it wasn't? I mean, this is really bad.
Every time I looked down, the red light was on. But when I kind of got an idea, right, Donnie? When I went to put in the thing to listen, and I thought, well, that looks like the same recording light that's been.
Wow, you were as effective as the Vikings defense on Sunday.
Seriously.
This is us question.
We got to take a break. Right. We'll come back and hear more of this fiasco.
Oh, no.
Well, thank you. That was compelling audio.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, dear Brian Peter. The only time you press play.
And it worked. Oh, gosh. You are something.
Okay. We got to go. That's my cue. Lori, I have a special rejoin song just for you today.
I'm a loser.
What is she?
I'm a loser.
And what else?
And I'm not what I appear to be.
There you go.
There you go. Julia, what's 9 plus 2?
Julia, no, I'm going to blame all of this on the Vikings. Instead of yourself? Yes, everybody is sad, crazy, bummed out that they lost, okay?
They were pathetic, as you said.
Pathetic. And you were really quite worked up about it.
I was upset.
I mean, you paced, you walked away, you actually put up your hand to me. Donnie, when no one would be in the, because the winter, it takes a minute for people
to come backstage.
Yeah, yeah. So we watched the show until the next group of people get backstage. And so you would just put up her hand.
Don't touch me.
I kept wanting to say, but I'm not your. She'd go like that. And I go, just said, I can do this. I can do this. It's not that hard. It's just a button.
And I'm like, do some more. Talk some more. I'm like, you do it this year.
And that was a bad choice, obviously. And I was making, I thought, all kinds of funny comments and grabbing what they were. But the Vikings, if they had been doing well, like they were supposed to win by like 3 or 10 or whatever the hell it was, then you would have.
I would have been able to focus on you.
You would have been able you would have been able to supervise me better.
I cannot believe how you try to blame Julia for this.
Donnie, that's a classic way. Somehow, of course, it's my fault. Now, little do you know, I have been wearing the same clothes for 2 days straight.
I know, I did get a shower.
I was so excited to get home and hear this audio that you worked on because you did your job this year.
Well, okay, but you have always taken the recorder away from me in years past. Behind the shrub in the room, you just grab it out of my hands and say, "You're worthless. Give that to me. You're not doing that right."
I didn't care about your worthlessness because I was too focused on the Vikings losing. You're right.
I mean,
it was my fault, Lori.
The Vikings' fault. If the Vikings had done what we
won, what's 9 plus 2?
If they won by 3 or 10 or something. You would have been in a good mood, and I could have approached you.
You could have. So here's the setup. So this year, we did not get credentialed for the red carpet, so which is fine. They tried something completely different this year and really
they
cut
had,
back.
Like, less media.
They had less media. We got the whole story. But being inside the general media room is really an exciting place to be because it's where you get to talk to the celebrities after they win. So we met most of the winners that came back. And one of the things that's really intimidating always is this is a big room. And it's set up with tables with, you know, CBS Radio, CBS News, AP,
CBS Morning News,
CNN, New York Post, LA Times, Extra, E! Online, PopShare, blah, blah, blah. Everyone's set up. And then there's these two little chairs, my talk. We had really good seats, though. We had really good seats this year.
Yeah.
Up close to the front. Yeah. And
they have a few little rules of just the chairs or whatever. And but so, we're not like on deadline to file a story like the rest of the people.
And they're all sitting there. And so we're sitting there.
Of course, you didn't have a story to file anyway. So.
Well,
I did, Donnie.
Obviously not. So one of the most exciting things is when This Is Us won for best drama, we're so used to The Handmaid's Tale, which is when the Critics' Choice, the Golden Globes, all these other awards. And so first what happened is Best Actress went to Claire Foy for the first time from The Crown instead of...
No, she won last year, Claire Foy.
No, but I mean at this year.
Oh,
because Elizabeth Moss from Handmaid's Tale has been winning Best Actress in a drama.
Yeah.
And so now this year it went to Claire Foy and she wasn't there. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of a shock. And then it came time for them to read Best Drama. And they read This Is Us, and we all back in the press room.
Everyone just cheered.
Ooh. Yes.
Yes.
Finally.
And I stood up and I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, we finally have a surprise and a winner that we all were cheering for. And the whole room was happy that they won.
Everyone was happy. So when they finally came back our way, and they brought everyone, when they were playing them younger selves, when they're playing themselves as very young people.
The entire cast.
The entire cast is back there. And so everyone's asking serious questions about serious things.
It's so boring.
It's serious things. And I just decided I'm done. And every question was going to Sterling K. Brown and to a little girl, she was just bright and cheerful. One of the little daughters of Sterling K. Brown's character, Randall. And so I stood up and I'm trying to get eye contact with the people who are in charge of letting you ask questions. And I thought, I have to ask a question. I'm just so sick of these serious things.
Yeah.
So I stood up. Donnie, with my little My Talk sheet.
And I think I'm recording as far as I know.
Lori, should I ask a question? What should I say? I don't care. And Lori thinks she's doing her job. And she's tweeting and stuff. I said, well, tell me something. She's like, I don't care. Just do it. And I'm like, is this a dumb? I don't care. So I stand up and I'm like, I'm Julia Cobbs with My Talk. And I said.
From Minnesota.
And then I just said, listen.
Mandy,
we try so hard every week not to cry when we watch your television show. You bring us, you move us, is what I said. Mm-hmm. You move us. And it is so unbelievable. What happens when you guys watch the show? Does it move you like it moves all of us?
Yeah.
She came forward. She was delightful.
Which we needed her to come forward so we could see this dress.
Which was beautiful amazing, dress. But we needed someone else to talk.
Yeah, because yeah. Sterling had already been giving us amazing, eloquent answers, which I thought it was taping, when he won for actor in a drama. Mm-hmm. And he's lovely.
Which I thought I was taping. And Julia, who stood up, I thought you were taping me.
Yeah, like, I did. And Sterling K. Brown backed into the room because the back of his tuxedo ripped and he didn't want anyone to see the big rip. But he had been
talked to enough.
A lot.
We needed a new voice.
And Mandy moved forward and she's like 5'10".
She's gorgeous. She's
really tall. Skinny. Tall woman.
What was her answer?
Well, she said,
we all cry.
And some of us even get together and watch it together.
Well, they do because they live tweet the show.
Yeah.
And they're very...
And they just said it.
They were giddy.
I said something about her character. I said, you are really compelling as the mom. I went on, Denny. You would have been so proud of me.
Because
I didn't care anyway. If we would have heard it on a tape if Lori would do her job.
It broke like the whole serious tone. And it made...
wants to be serious.
Well, it just made because the reason
lighter.
Why, yeah, and the reason why people are drawn to This Is Us is because if you do like that show, you're crazy about it. You watch it in real time.
You do, and you can relate to one or another of the characters
some
point in your adolescence or in your young adult life. And then when they're leaving, so they're all leaving, and we saw Chrissy Metz. And she's getting down to leave. And I said, Chrissy, you look gorgeous. Who did your dress? And she's looking right at me. And she said,
Kate Spade.
And then she did the cutest smile for us. And we said, you look so beautiful. And she did this cute smile, which was darling. And then
thank God you were taking the photo.
Well, thank God I was working, Laurie.
Yeah.
I was doing everything. But I wasn't recording. And then Justin Hartley, the beautiful Justin Hartley, gave a hug to one of his friends that works like on E or something. And he's walking out. And I said, oh my gosh, you're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
And he turns around and said, thank you.
Thank you.
And then we said something to...
you said to Mandy Moore's, we love
Dawes.
And she turned around and gave us thumbs up because she's engaged to the lead singer.
Right. So it was super... So we had some really good moments.
We had incredible
with them,
moments.
And we have many more, including... Lori and Mickey Rourke making out all night long.
Saw that photo.
Boy,
you and I and Donna Mills and Jason trying to start Donna Mills Gate and saying, isn't Donna
My
Mills?
We'll be back. 1.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. It is, of course, we had a 24-hour delay getting back from the Beverly Hills Screen Actors Guild Awards with the big snowstorm that everybody experienced.
Yes, and Lori still has a job.
I still have a job, and we're going to get back to our Screen Actor Guild talk. But January always happens, right? It usually overlaps with the Screen Actor Guild Awards.
Yes.
So,
we have some January stories, but right now...
We do have somebody on the line who the voting for our guy Nick will start tonight at 11:59.
Yes, Nick DeMuth.
How are you?
How are you guys doing?
We're good.
I'm excited. This is awesome.
This is awesome.
I saw the cute picture of you and your grandpa last week at the Manuary party. That was hysterical with his saw.
Yeah, Lori, I think you missed out on that one.
I did. I was so bummed to miss it, but I was so sick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't blame you. But I don't think he even woke up yet. He's still, like, in a rush from that party.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Well, there were a lot of women there, and I'm sure that people were loving him. And
So, Nick, what's your strategy going to be? Because we know that you're going to be raising money for Courage Kenny, and you are a teen fitness coach. You volunteered to help people out with the developmental handicaps at Courage Kenny, and you are a strength and conditioning guy, and you're making your dreams come true. And we saw... People haven't seen you yet. You're quite lovely, and you have a nice mane of hair. But really, how are we going to win tomorrow? What's your strategy?
You know, I'm pulling out all the stops. I've contacted Courage Kenny, so they're promoting it. I went to my family. They're all sharing stuff on Facebook.
Okay, good.
So I've got posts on Facebook, Instagram. I don't have a Twitter, so Twitter's the only area
I'll tweet for you, and I'll copy Courage Kenny in.
You guys let me know. I don't know what I got to do to help you guys out, but I'm going balls to the wall on this one.
Okay. All right, and you're raising money for good charity.
Yeah, and that's what you have to do, Nick, is get, like, the charity involved, friends, family, and then social media. It's key. We see it all the time.
Right, I'm just taking, my coaching tactics to all this, right? I got to motivate people to vote.
Yes,
all
you
right,
do.
Well,
I can't get them to work out, so I just have them vote. and I figured that's good enough.
Okay, well, give us all in a sentence why we should vote for you tomorrow.
Ooh, Julia, she's the pressure question.
Yes.
Well, for me, it's all about giving back. And I've been fortunate to get really close to making dreams come true right now. And Courage Kenny has been my foothold in fitness for almost 7 years, as far as, like, there's been times where I've drifted away from fitness, but I know the work I do with them, I'm inspired by these kids, to say the least. And, you know, I'm on my way driving right now to go volunteer, like, and I don't miss it for the world. Every job I've taken, I make sure 4:30 at Stillwater, I'm going to be up there. So I'm really about trying to give back everything I can to these kids and what they've done for me, and just inspired me to keep my dreams alive and helping people reach their fitness goals.
Nick, you're fantastic. You've won our votes. So voting for you starts tomorrow, and we're just...
Actually tonight. Tonight, yeah, midnight, so, if you're up late. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so good luck, honey, and thank you for being a part of this. That's
thank
Nick.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, gosh, we thank need... You, I'm sorry. Thanks, I'm
Nick.
Sorry he's on our team.
What, Julia, okay, so we got behind now with missing yesterday and having... But I want to share with people what Julia did... Okay, so yesterday, Donnie, you know, we almost landed.
I have something very special for you.
What?
Uh-oh.
And this is from Amanda.
Okay.
She discovered this. Listen closely.
My talk in Minneapolis.
Yes.
And I think what you were just tapping in on is how much you move us. Every week we sit here and we watch this show and we're so delighted that you guys won a network show and you move us. We cry and we try not to cry. And is there something, you just mentioned it, Sterling, that you watch it as a fan and you cry.
Yeah.
Mandy, I'd be curious to hear, you know, your feelings about it. Do you cry? I mean, you're so good.
Me?
Come on, tell us a little something about your character. You moved us.
I don't want to speak on behalf of everybody. I mean, I think we all are moved by the material. It's hard not to. I cry. Milo can attest. Milo and I like to make a plan of going to watch every episode together if we can in Dan's office. And it's just remarkable because, like, these experiences right now, all of us together, we never get we're never in one room.
Right.
And so that's what makes this all so much more special and celebratory. Like, we're here together celebrating the hard work that we all put in, and but being recognized by our fellow actors, like, it's I can't even put it into words yet. It's mind-boggling.
That's on YouTube.
Serious?
Yes.
Get out of town.
Yeah. Thank you, Amanda.
That was, we were talking earlier that we didn't have the questions because Lori forgot to turn on any buttons for our entire SAG Awards coverage. That was really good. I was almost starting to cry because I think I was emotional about the Vikings losing at that point because I knew that it was over.
It was over. But, you know, you could tell that they were all so giddy, but there was a real reluctance. They were like they were, Sterling K. Brown said, we were all ready to just politely clap and look at each other as the other show.
We were waiting to hear a Handmaid's Tale. They were.
Yeah.
Or maybe Game of Thrones, but the last name they thought, and they just...
Cool.
Couldn't believe Amanda,
that's so wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, my word.
Donnie, we got to post that.
I will.
I'm so proud of myself. Okay, back to Manuary.
Okay, so yesterday, so we're almost landing here, and we know that we got to hit the ground running for our Manuary guys.
We're 20 minutes out.
Yeah, we're
20 minutes out.
20 minutes out, and the pilot says, so we're landing at noon, and we're descending. And then I kind of was like, feels more like we're circling right now. Why aren't we landing? Why is this taking so long to land? And the pilot comes on and says, the Minneapolis airport is closed. We're going to do a diversion to Fargo.
Not any pilot. What was our pilot's name?
Captain Bob Cruz.
He was
an amazing pilot. He kept us so updated, okay? So we land
in Fargo.
He says it's, you know, it's going to go back and forth. And we're like, okay, God, we got to get back.
Then we sit there, grab everything.
Got off the plane, then got back on the plane.
Then we decided to try to fly the plane, and he let us make a video in the captain's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we met the guys who are set builders for the next season of True Detectives. Then
for
I met
HBO.
Welcome to a lot of new listeners today, okay? We were really...
And then last night, though, because the whole day was spent, get on the plane, get off the plane, get on the plane. They brought us pizzas.
Yeah.
They gave everyone, you know, they helped everybody out. They were... amazing, keeping us updated on what was going
on. Delta.
Because in the past, you never know. So it was on, up, up, up. And finally, we make the call and they canceled the flight completely and said, we're leaving tomorrow morning. So we all go to hotels. And so at the hotel, I'm noticing that in January, our Daniel Green is not, it's like 48-52% behind Mark Marquette.
Yeah, and our other guy was way ahead.
Way ahead, so we didn't have to deal with Hunter. Hunter, good job. Thank mm-hmm. you. And so I'm walking around the bar.
And it's all people from our flight.
Or the flight from Denver, or the flight from Seattle.
That's
so it's basically, we do know some of the people, and I need to give a shout out to the guy whose wife who listens, and I can't remember his name, but he's in Minnesota, and he said, well, what do you guys talk about? And I said, we're like People Magazine for your ear, a little this, a little that, and a little sex. Mm-hmm. Oh, you talk about sex? Here, I'm going to tell you about my sex life. What did he say? He says, I could tell you about my short duration and my infrequent sex life if you want me to. Oh. I'll be on any time.
Oh, that guy was hysterical.
He was hysterical.
No, this hotel was just, I mean, because many of the people, maybe half of the people we were traveling with were coming from Hawaii, and you leave the night before.
Mm-hmm.
You leave
exhausted.
Sunday night, and we left Monday morning, right, but we got up at 3:30 in the morning to get, you know, because we had the early flight. So anyway, so they're really like, they've got just, they're like starry eyed. And mm-hmm. so people just want to get a drink and food. And Julia's like, our guy, Daniel, is losing. And she must have got 50 people to hand over their phones. Oh. She could have been a CIA operative.
I worked so hard.
Yeah.
And voting on their phone.
I was wondering how he closed the gap.
Oh, that Donnie, was Julia at the Delta Hotel in Fargo doing one by one, and then I'm sending
out tweets, and I'm sending emails to my friends, and I'm like, please, just vote. I tried so hard. I was very disappointed. But, I mean, it was a challenge asking perfect strangers, can I just use your phone? It's for charity.
Yeah, no, no one cared. Everyone was so, like, I think just delighted to have somebody who was, like, just kind of being a fun little Yorkie, you know, just jumping around it, because it was just like, you know, you had to make the best of a bad situation. You were very good. Now, today, here's who needs our help. I don't know if we can close the gap. Our chef, Jack Rebo.
He needs help.
At the Lex. His charity is Family Alternatives.
And it's really cool because they help kids in foster homes.
Yes.
And he experienced that himself. And he shared his story with us at the Manuary. And Donnie, did you guys talk to Jack yesterday?
We did. And he was wonderful on
the
air.
This is an amazing charity. I really just...
He's up against somebody on Jason and Alexis' team.
Well, what the hell? They spread Brad rumors. Let's get that.
Yeah. And they've been on air and stuff since, you know, to like hound and pester and
beg their
people.
Is that what we're using our excuse for? Because we lose all the time in this.
Julio, 2 years ago, we had Mr. Manuary, Danny Salter from the Saloon, so be quiet. And then Adam Thielen, Minnesota Viking.
He needs to win because he's depressed over the big loss in Philadelphia.
Well, I don't want people to take it out on him. And here's the thing about,
they shouldn't.
His charity is Boulder Options, which is a mentoring boys. But someone pointed out on Facebook, he is a real beacon of hard work because remember, he's a walk-on player.
Mankato State or Minnesota State.
Yes.
On a professional football team, the last guy I know anything about a walk-on football anything is Mark Wahlberg, played that guy in Invincible, and he only was in like one game and he got a whole movie.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Oh. And he lives in Woodbury.
Yes.
And he's a lovely man. And his wife, and he's got a little kid.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Adam is close. Adam is really close. Adam Thielen. So please, we need some help from you people in exchange for all these good stories that we're telling you.
Is that how we're doing it now?
Yes. And
it's pay to play.
It's worth a vote.
It is. Julia.
You know, I just got a couple texts from some people.
Who are?
No audio. What?
Julia,
no
let's come back to my shame.
No audio.
As we talk about where the SAG awards and the Oscars intersect, shall we? Thanks for hanging out with us. We know the Oscar nominations came out because we did have some time at the airport to look at our phones. And Donnie was, I love the promo that the Oscars did that you posted about the Kimmel.
Yes.
When the La La Land was named as Best Picture, so he's haunted with nightmares.
Haunted nightmares.
Of all the wrong envelopes. It's a brilliant, brilliant promotion. Good. So take a look at that because, of course, he is hosting the show for 2018. Mm-hmm. And maybe they're going to find the audio
on YouTube. Maybe we're just going to go through and find Lori's audio. And you're just joining us. Lori operated the machinery this year.
Operated?
Operated
is not a good
badly.
Word.
Badly. I'm going to say very, very badly. And it was my fault, but I will say that you have always operated it. In fact, you take it.
I do everything.
You take it away from me.
That's because you're bad.
But I know it, and so isn't there a charm in that?
I think the sign should have been earlier when you had your magical lenses on for some of the stories that you told throughout the weekend.
Uh-oh.
And then the you know, Julia, what is 9 plus 2?
What are magical lenses?
I have this whole theory.
Okay, I can't even wait to hear it because it's only changed 17 times since Thursday night when we met Mickey Rourke.
Oh, Mickey Rourke at like
yes,
2 in the morning.
And we posted the photo.
Yep. Oh, I love that photo.
It's a good photo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I loved it.
I
loved being in his arms and I need a hug from you.
Let me just tell people, though. So this is Thursday night. So we fly out of here. We land there at 10 something. We get to our rent-a-car. Oh, the computers are down. And by the way, no one knows how to hand fill out a form anymore to rent a car. Yeah. So that's an hour and a half. Now it's like 11:30. Then we get to our hotel. Oh, we don't have a reservation. So that's
had a reservation.
She couldn't find it.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Because
there was no reservation.
It was in the right. It was V instead of an L.
Yeah. So it was Voria.
Yeah, Voria.
Instead of Voria.
A lot of bad omens here.
We didn't have a reservation. Then Larry's, Julia, we have to go out.
We have to walk across the street to Dantana's. Yeah. I can see clearly.
It's midnight, people.
So? But that's so
it's
what?
It's 2 o'clock our time.
It's so what? We'll sleep when we're dead, Jules.
And so we met someone that night.
Oh, yeah.
That bet $500,000 on the Vikings to win.
And he was just he was really bragging about it.
I'm a winner. I said, that's a lot of money. Well, I'm a winner. I have a lot of money.
And I said, are you sure it's not $50,000? He's like, no, $500,000.
Because I win.
He could have been lying.
Oh, my gosh. And then, I mean, just the difference between people in LA, what they want to talk about versus what we care about. I'm like, and he's like, I have so much money. I'm like, oh, good. Yeah. Well, I don't care.
Yeah. No, and, really,
no,
I have
but
a lot
really,
of money.
I have a lot. Oh, yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, no, I have a lot. I have more than anybody in LA.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's really good. And I'm just like, so what?
Yeah.
And that was the night I showed up in my Viking shirt, in my winter hat, in my down vest.
Oh, people were happy to see
with
you.
With my Vikings drinking glove.
Our informal polling all throughout our weekend.
Before the big loss. Yeah. Everyone wanted them to win.
It was like 80-85%. Because we would just say to people, Vikings or Eagles? And it was, you know.
We have to admit, when we walk into the bar, Minnesota is back.
Is back in the house. I know the bartenders know us, Mouse, all the regular people that hang out at Dantana's.
So then we're leaving and we run into Mickey Rourke. So now you tell the story, because I'll be curious your version.
Mickey, I mean, I'm sure, did I bring up your cleavage the time he told you you had nice
Mickey,
cleavage?
Mickey, do you remember us? We're Lori and Julia from Minnesota.
It's a long time ago.
It's 2 in the morning. It's 2:30.
The year you were nominated for The Wrestler, and you were the last person up the red carpet, and he kind of nodded, like he goes, oh, yeah.
As he's backing away.
But he's not backing away, because I already told him I've been hanging out with his buddy Ron Jeremy, who he was hanging out with at the Four Seasons.
Yes, he was.
The year of The Wrestler with Sean Penn. Anyway, Julia, I have magical lenses.
Well, just keep saying what you said.
I said,
keep telling the good story.
I am going to need a big hug from you in a photo. Do you mind? And
you said more.
He said, get over here.
Oh, you she's so lying.
That's not how it happened?
Get over here, what? You little kitten. Okay. That's what he said. Meow, come over here, Minnesota. I want to meet you.
Okay, what really happened?
First of all, I couldn't get over the fact that he was wearing a woman's fashion with a cold shoulder.
Oh, it was a cold shoulder coat with fur. It was fantastic.
No, but yes, a cold shoulder is where your shoulder's exposed.
He's got a real great, unique sense of style.
So he says, get over here, my little kitten. I want to take a picture with you. Julia, take the picture.
Kitten? Did he actually use the word kitten? No.
Okay. No, but Lori really
liked me.
Of course.
No, he did. And do you see the smile on his face? Listen, let me have my magical lenses.
With the fist, he knows his poses. He knows how to work his plastic surgery.
And
we can talk about his plastic surgery.
And he looks good in person.
His body is amazing.
I think his face, if I were a single woman, I would
just
totally. I don't lie.
Okay, have you looked at the picture since we took it at 2:30 on Thursday night?
I'm very happy with that photo. I'm very happy you took it, and I'm very happy.
You would hit that?
My magical lenses, because I haven't had everything beaten out of me from having children. Okay.
That's Lori's story. She wears magical lenses.
I have magical lenses because I didn't have kids. If you have kids, you can't.
I'm just stunned at that last statement.
Okay, but you can't have magical lenses.
I haven't had everything beaten out of me.
She uses this line all weekend, Donnie. She makes up new lines.
I mean is that you can't afford to have magical lenses if you have children. If you have magical lenses, then I'm worried for your kids.
Okay, but now let's just go back to you would really go out with him? You think he looked... Lori, you're lying to me. You are lying.
I am not, Julia.
Liar.
No.
My gosh.
I thought I was taping. I really did.
I mean, in the media room.
I did think I was doing the work.
Oh, I'm just talking about Mickey Berg still.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
Oh, Mickey, come here. Let me have a picture with you. Give me a Danny, I'm going to send you the photo to post because if people didn't see it on Twitter, you know.
We look fantastic. He looks great.
You look great.
He did look good.
I'm
so afraid of what he looks like.
No, Donna Mills,
We're waiting till after four because.
The photo that my sister took of me with Donna Mills. I didn't like how I looked. She looked 100,000 times better than I do, as she should. She's Donna Mills. But I was like, oh, let's maybe get a better one where all of us are in it. Because it ended up my two sisters were out. We overlapped in Beverly Hills for 24 hours. So they got to go out with us, and they met Donna Mills, and
I met Lori's sisters, who I never really know.
What were they doing in Beverly Hills?
Oh, it's a long story. Okay, but we also met Muhammad Hadid, Gigi and Bella's dad. And if you're a Real Housewives fan, we saw he and his girlfriend at the Polo Lounge, and Joan Collins.
Joan Collins ate at a restaurant, and then we also met the man who played Chuck, the bicycle guy in Pee Wee Herman's Adventure, the movie.
Oh.
See, I wouldn't even have written that down.
We met him at the Abbey. He was lovely.
Oh, he was? Was that Dapper Daryl?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
He was very dapper.
And what his role was, is he played Chuck the Bicycle Guy in the Pee Wee Herman. I said, wait a minute, I got to write this down.
We also had drinks with Mouse, who's in the show Lucky. You know, he's Harry Dean Stanton's friend forever. Every 40-some years. He told me they really miss him because he was a regular at Dantana's. He said that it was like the Grammys and the Oscars at Harry Dean Stanton's funeral this fall.
Yeah.
Warren Beatty, Nicholson. He said anybody who was anybody in music or Hollywood was at that guy's funeral. He was beloved in this town. That's a good movie, people. Lucky. Oh, dear, Bread and Beer. We need help in Manny.
But we'll come back and maybe listen to the same one audio clip again next hour.
I think they're going to find something on there. I don't believe Rocco.